第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Tickets, please. Can I see your ticket, please?
Yes, here you are.
This ticket is for Oxford, but this train doesn't go to Oxford. It goes to Liverpool.
What? Liverpool? Oh no. Hi, Jack. Yesterday, I made reservations for my trip to Miami next month.
You must really be looking forward to it. You haven't had any time off for at least 2 years.
Can you take me to the Palace restaurant as soon as possible?I'm 10 minutes late already.
I'll try, but as the traffic is so heavy, it will take at least another 20 minutes. Are you and Emily going straight to the restaurant from work tonight?
Actually, I am leaving work early because I need to buy a pair of shorts.And after that, I am going to meet Emily outside the cinema. She doesn't know where the restaurant is, you know.
What would you do if you were in my place?
If Paul were my son, I'd just not worry. Now that his teacher is giving him extra help,And he is working hard himself, he's sure to do well in the next exam.
Second, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Rachel, I've looked all over for the copies we need to hand out during our presentation. I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, that's terrible. The presentation kicks off in only 20 minutes. Did you check everywhere?
Yeah, my desk, your desk. I called my sister who was at home. I even went back to the copy machine to see if I left them there.
There's no time to search for them now.Just call John right away and tell him to make new copies as quickly as possible.
Rachel, I've looked all over for the copies we need to hand out during our presentation. I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, that's terrible. The presentation kicks off in only 20 minutes. Did you check everywhere?
Yeah, my desk, your desk. I called my sister who was at home. I even went back to the copy machine to see if I left them there.
There's no time to search for them now. Just call John right away and tell him to make new copies as quickly as possible.
Listen to the next part of the conversation. Answer the eighth and ninth questions. Now.你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Can you tell me what is so special about your department store?
Well, yes, it is special. Reynolds is a large department store, and you can find everything you want for the home here. And there is another special feature about the staff. Nobody has retired recently, and we never force anybody to retire here.
How old is your employee?
Well, that would be Arthur. Arthur is our cleaner, and he's 87. He works with two other cleaners. They're not so old. Mabel's 70, and Ivy's 75, 76. That's right. She just had her birthday.
And they don't want to retire?
No. I think they enjoy the work, and it keeps them young.
Can you tell me what is so special about your department store?
Well, yes, it is special. Reynolds is a large department store, and you can find everything you want for the home here. And there is another special feature about the staff. Nobody has retired recently, and we never force anybody to retire here.
How old is your employee?
Well, that would be Arthur. Arthur is our cleaner, and he's 87. He works with two other cleaners. They're not so old. Mabel's 70, and Ivy's 75, 76. That's right. She just had her birthday.
And they don't want to retire?
No. I think they enjoy the work, and it keeps them young.
Excuse me. Is this your first time in Seville?
Yes, it is.
And are you here for business or for pleasure?
Well, I'm here for a trade exhibition, but I hope to have some time to look around the old town by bike. You know, enjoy the sights.
Can I ask where you are staying?
At the Hotel Donna Maria.
Oh, that's very nice. How are you getting there?
I'm waiting for a colleague to pick me up in his car.
Do you have any plans for the evening?
Well, I'd like to go to the hotel first, have a drink, and then probably go out for a meal by bus.
Do you have somewhere in mind?
Well, I'm meeting up with a couple of Spanish colleagues. I guess we will eat out somewhere. This looks like my ride.
Well, have a good time. Excuse me, is this your first time in Seville?
Yes, it is.
And are you here for business or for pleasure?
Well, I'm here for a trade exhibition, but I hope to have some time to look around the old town by bike. You know, enjoy the sights.
Can I ask where you are staying?
At the Hotel Donna Maria.
Oh, that's very nice. How are you getting there?
I'm waiting for a colleague to pick me up in his car.
Do you have any plans for the evening?
Well, I'd like to go to the hotel first, have a drink, and then probably go out for a meal by bus.
Do you have somewhere in mind?
Well, I'm meeting up with a couple of Spanish colleagues. I guess we will eat out somewhere. This looks like my ride.
Well, have a good time. Hello, Jack. Please take a seat. I'm Mrs. Spence.
Hello, Mrs. Spence. Nice to meet you.
Me too. So, you've applied to do a teaching course here. I'd like you to tell me, first of all, why you want to be a teacher.
Okay. I've always loved explaining things and helping people. I'm not looking for an easy job. I like challenges. I also want to work with young people.
And why have you decided to become a PE teacher?
Okay, I love all sports, and I really believe it's important for young people to do sports at school.
Yes, I agree. Why do you think it is so important?
Well, first of all, it's important for us to keep physically fit. Secondly, it is good for our mental well-being and self-esteem. Finally, it teaches young people important life lessons, like the importance of teamwork, discipline, and fairness, for instance.
Okay, thank you. And where does your passion from sports come from?
Let me see. It's difficult to choose one thing in particular. I grew up around sports. My mom was a really good athlete, actually. We used to go and see her running marathons, which made a big impression on me as a child. I suppose it's in my blood.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jack.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Hello, Jack. Please take a seat. I'm Mrs. Spence.
Hello, Mrs. Spence. Nice to meet you.
Me too. So, you've applied to do a teaching course here. I'd like you to tell me, first of all, why you want to be a teacher.
Okay. I've always loved explaining things and helping people. I'm not looking for an easy job. I like challenges. I also want to work with young people.
And why have you decided to become a PE teacher?
Okay, I love all sports, and I really believe it's important for young people to do sports at school.
Yes, I agree. Why do you think it is so important?
Well, first of all, it's important for us to keep physically fit. Secondly, it is good for our mental well-being and self-esteem. Finally, it teaches young people important life lessons, like the importance of teamwork, discipline, and fairness, for instance.
Okay, thank you. And where does your passion from sports come from?
Let me see. It's difficult to choose one thing in particular. I grew up around sports. My mom was a really good athlete, actually. We used to go and see her running marathons, which made a big impression on me as a child. I suppose it's in my blood.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jack.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the new Sea Life Center at Plymouth. The Sea Life Center is a really exciting place. There are so many things to do here, and everything is enjoyable. It costs £3.70 for adults, £2 for children, and less for over 60s and school groups. It's open from 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day except the 25th and 26th of December. Special programs include hourly feeding times for all the different animals and fish, and shows in the Sea Life Theater. Someone is always there to answer questions about what you've seen. If you are in a group of six or more people, we will give you a special guided tour of the center, but you need to arrange this at the information desk when you arrive. The latest attraction is a big glass tunnel you can walk through. All around you, you will see fish swimming, sometimes even over your head. You certainly have the clearest view of the undersea world. Children love it, and it's really amazing for adults too. When you get hungry, there is a relaxed family dining room serving food. That's all. For more information, phone 01743 564-219. Have a good time. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the new Sea Life Center at Plymouth. The Sea Life Center is a really exciting place. There are so many things to do here, and everything is enjoyable. It costs £3.70 for adults, £2 for children, and less for over 60s and school groups. It's open from 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day except the 25th and 26th of December. Special programs include hourly feeding times for all the different animals and fish, and shows in the Sea Life Theater. Someone is always there to answer questions about what you've seen. If you are in a group of 6 or more people, we will give you a special guided tour of the center, but you need to arrange this at the information desk when you arrive. The latest attraction is a big glass tunnel you can walk through. All around you, you will see fish swimming, sometimes even over your head. You certainly have the clearest view of the undersea world. Children love it, and it's really amazing for adults too. When you get hungry, there is a relaxed family dining room serving food. That's all. For more information, phone 01743-564-219. Have a good time. Thank you.